them what to do.
Shopping.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you went downtown, you made a purchase, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped the package.
And then when you got it home, you
unwrapped it.
Now, if somebody had to sell something for less than they paid for it, they might say they had to sell it for a
loss.
Yeah, you admire something, but you don't have enough money to buy it. You say, I like it, but it
is too expensive.
Now, the first of the month, the bills are
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay the
dues.
Now, suppose you don't have any money and you need some. You might go to a friend and try to
borrow some.
Mm-hmm.
But don't borrow from a friend, because that breaks up a friendship.
I've heard that. So let's suppose you go to a bank instead. The banker's going to turn you down, and he's trying to be very gentle about it. He says, well, I'm sorry, but nowadays money is
scarce.
Okay, we're talking about swimming and diving. Somebody ran down the springboard and
jumped.
Or
dived. Dived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I might say lots of boys
dive.
Mm-hmm. In fact, by the time we left, 9 or 10 had
dived in the pool.
Now, what do you call it if you dive in and hit the water flat?
A belly buster.
And sometimes a child will put her head on the ground and kick her feet up and turn over. You say that's a
flip-flop.
And say somebody wanted to get across the river, so he dived in and
swam.
Mm-hmm. Might say children like to
swim.
In fact, I have
swam all my life.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, especially in earlier days, when you bought something or paid your bill, maybe a monthly bill at the store, the storekeepers would give you a little present. And what would they call that? Did that happen around here?
No.
Was something extra?
No.
It's a tradition in Louisiana and Texas, and it's sort of a nice tradition. You get a little gift.
Bonus or something like that?
Bonus.
No, you don't hear.
If somebody got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you'd say he got
drowned.
Mm-hmm. And if that was reported to you, but you hadn't seen it, you say, I wasn't there. I didn't see him
drown. I didn't see him drowned.
Mm-hmm. Now, what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suppose you saw something up the tree. You wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and
looked up.
And it was way up, so you couldn't see it from the ground, so you
climbed the tree.
And somebody talking about mountains might say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
My neighbor
climbed the mountain.
Mm-hmm, last year, but I never have
climbed the mountain.
Now, if a man wants to hide behind a low hedge, he's got to
scrunch down.
Mm-hmm. What? Are you going to be able to explain all this?
No.
What?
The sentence was, if anybody hides behind a hedge, what are they doing? They're scrunching down.
Well, they could be hiding behind a hedge for more reasons than one.
I know it, but it's the posture that you're in.
If a child said his prayers before he went to bed, he went over to his bed and he
knelt down.
If you're feeling tired, you might say, I'm going to
sit down.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're even tired, you might say,
I'm going to lie down.
If someone did that, you say, all morning he
laid down.
He was really sick. Couldn't sit up. He just
laid there.
When you're talking about something you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dreamed.
You know, often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I've
dreamed.
Mm-hmm.